Hey, what's up? This is Mick from Comistar. In this podcast, we're going to discuss topics related to Estonian EU residency, taxes, regulations, starting and growing your company, marketing, and other relevant stuff for entrepreneurs. We're going to keep it short and casual. You can learn more about us at eresident.me. And by the way, none of the information shared on this podcast is or should be taken as legal advice. If you have any questions, get in touch with us at estonian@comistar.com. Enjoy. Hey, what's up? It's Mick from Comistar. And in this episode, I'm going to quickly talk about setting up your own fund in Estonia. And I'm going to focus on small alternative investment fund because it's the least regulated. And on most occasions, it's the one that you will need if you plan to set up a fund. It's not always the best choice. And therefore, each time when someone comes to us and wants to set up a fund, then we try to get as much information about the planned activities as possible, meaning what are the assets or to which assets the fund plans to invest in, who are the investors, how much money is raised, what will be the total assets under management, etc., etc. So the more detailed information you can give, the better analysis we can do on which type of fund you actually have to register or apply license to. So, and it's the crucial first step because you don't want to apply for a wrong license, and different licenses have very, very different requirements. So small alternative fund has the easiest requirements, if you can say that. And therefore, it's probably the most used or most often registered type of fund as well. So small alternative fund in Estonia is suitable for you if it is only offered to qualified investors. There are maximum 150 investors per member state, per European member state, who are not qualified investors, meaning you can offer up to 150 retail investors per member state. The minimum investment is at least 100,000 euros, and the total money raised for the fund is less than 2.5 million euros per calendar year, meaning up to 2.5 million euros, you can essentially raise that money from retail investors as well. But you also have to take into account that small alternative fund is not meant for public advertising, so you cannot put your investment advertisement up to your national newspaper and, you know, get those, you know, grandmas and grandpas to invest into your fund. So that won't be doable. So essentially, these are the main the things that I just said. This is the framework in which you have to think about, and it's one or the other requirement. You don't have to fulfill each of the requirements that I just told you. It's one or the other. So the description of the small alternative fund, essentially you can, if you register as a small alternative fund manager, then this small alternative fund manager can set up those alternative funds, right? And you can manage up to 100 million euros of assets, right? There are few more things where the amount can be up to 500 million, but I won't go into that because I don't want to complicate things. And it's likely that you will not going to need the higher threshold anyway. So essentially, the registration is pretty easy, and you have to differentiate. One option is to get alternative investment fund manager license, and another option is to register as alternative investment fund manager. There are some differences, but they are pretty minor, and on most occasion the registration is a better option because it's easier. But you still have to take into account around four or five months as a process. The minimum time for the Estonian Financial Supervisory Authority to review your application is 2 months, but it usually takes longer. They're going to ask some questions, and then you have to, you know, answer, and then they will process the replies or answers that you gave, and it just takes a bit more. So the realistic time frame usually is about 4 months. Most of the documentation is, of course, done by your advisor. And if you come to us at Comistar Estonia, then we will put together the documentation. The biggest importance being the LPA, or Limited Partnership Agreement, And there we have to describe everything about the fund. When is the fund established, the number of funds managed, and the names and the business names, the information concerning the investment policy of the funds, including the investments and instruments traded, trading venues of the fund, the main risks of the fund, and composition and total value of the assets managed, etc., etc. So this is on a high level what needs to be done. It's not very difficult. It takes some time and it takes a little bit of money up front to put documentation together. But on a big picture of different financial licenses and registrations, it's probably one of the easiest. So, and I would wrap it up just to quickly tell or discuss who is a qualified investor or professional investor, and why I want to do it, because in the US there's an accredited investor, and in Europe it's qualified investor or professional investor, and these are two very different terms. In Europe, these professional investors can be credit institutions, investment firms, other authorized or regulated financial institutions, insurance companies, collective investment schemes and management companies of such schemes, pension funds, commodity and commodity derivatives dealers, other institutional investors, and so on and so forth. So it's not likely that, well, not likely, but there aren't that many professional investors, and you pretty much have to have a great, either great connections or something very niche or interesting that you're doing in order to get money from institutional investors if you're registering a small alternative investment fund, because they usually invest in larger tickets to different types of funds, bigger funds. Okay, so that's pretty much it. If you are interested in setting up your small alternative investment fund in Estonia, you can get in touch with us at estonia@comistar.com. And if you have any other questions about running your business in Estonia, please get in touch with us at estonia@comistar.com. Ciao.